It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2047, recorded Thursday, July 3rd, 2025. A bit fishy. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, we go what the heck crazy, because we get to find out what the heck it was for the past 2 months. We also have a what the heck is it gadget from Dickie D, plus another one from Mo, and what the heck is my crappy corner theme? We're all gonna find out next on the Giz Whiz!
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing blue LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now, and here he is, the gadget mule who smuggles in gadgets from across the universe. Into New York. How you doing, Dickie D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Doing great. Doing very, very good.
I hear it's stormy out your way.
It is.
I just heard it.
Did you just hear that? That was
yes.
That was very timely. Mm-hmm. It is. I will warn the live viewers. Live stream might go out. We might lose power because it is lightning and thunderstorm storming up the wazoo over here. What's going on with you over this last week?
Nothing too thrilling. I'm trying to think. I went to a new exhibit at New York Historical, which is kind of fun. It was a little look at food on transportation. Food on early trains and planes and. So on very early planes, little planes, there were no snack trays. So everybody was given a pillow and then a picnic basket.
Oh.
Okay. So, yeah. So that was sort of a way to do
picnic
it.
Basket.
Okay. The very early trains, the dining car was just one big table. And people would just go and sit and eat. And then somewhere down the line, they thought, oh, maybe each person could have their own.
Like their own.
Yeah.
And that still happened. The first cruise ships that I ever went on, they would stick you at a table with all, it was just a 30 top, you know?
And
sit there with random folks, you know? It almost is like an old-timey way of doing things is... Pull up a chair to the massive table that we have.
Well, I think today on... on trains, they still, in the dining car, if you are a couple and the dining car gets crowded, they will sit other people at your table.
But there you go.
It's not like 30 people.
There you go. Interesting. They do that, I guess, at theme parks, too, a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
And then I have a little video. I forgot to show it some time back. When Dennis and I walked to the corner and had a big surprise. So we can show the video. It's just 1 minute. All right. It finally happened. So there is a bench here on Riverside Drive for Maggie and Fairway.
Aww.
And it says Dick D and Dennis and Charlie, Maggie and Fairway forever in here in spirit. And then you could donate money to Riverside Park Fund and buy a tree. So we bought two trees. Dennis bought one, I bought one. And we had them placed on either side of our bench. And they put them in yesterday.
That is so sweet.
And I thought it was the name of the tree, but it says, "Hi, I'm your new tree." I was planted thanks to donations to Riverside Park Conservatory and neighbors like you. So this is really great.
Yeah, that is amazing. That is awesome. That is so...
And what was so great about it is last year when they were planting trees, they stopped right before our bench. And I got in touch with the person I had made the donation to, at Riverside Conservatory. And she said, you know what?
the people putting the trees in said that City Bike has a deal, no new trees near their bikes.
Ah.
And she said, but they renew the contract every year. I will keep on this. Of course, you guys paid some extra money for the trees in that location.
No way.
And she followed up.
I think part of it was, that's amazing. She helped
him out. Part of it was Dennis thinking, if they don't want trees near City Bike, why did they put the main machine where you put your credit card under the biggest tree on the block?
Right. That thing was huge. I was like right next to a massive tree. I was like,
yes,
okay.
Exactly. And under that tree is the solar panel that powers the electronics for that bike rack.
That is so great here. I'm going to go back and take a look. Yeah, here at the, it's like right next to, no, it's pointed the way other way, I think, yes, at the moment. Yes. But yes. Yeah,
anyway.
Right over there. Anyway, that's great. That is so sweet. Well, I told you in the pre-show that I had something to add, but...
Yes.
That was only because of the title of your video, which was Two New Trees in Manhattan. And so I was just inspired by this other video that I had seen. We know Dyson, the vacuum...
Oh, yeah.
The vacuum engineer, designer... It's almost like Apple-like products and vacuums. They've moved into other markets. You've seen fans. I've seen hair dryers. Well, when I saw
Hurricane
trees,
hair dryers.
Yes, exactly. Bladeless. Everything's bladeless. So when I saw trees in New York, it reminded me of their newest product category, and you'll never believe what it is. I actually do want you to guess. Take a wild guess. What is Dyson's newest product category?
Weed whacker.
Close.
Oh, it's a lawnmower?
No. Think bigger than that. Think an industry, right? They went from vacuums to
harvester,
styling.
A harvesting machine.
Steven Toronto got it. It's just full blown farming. Okay, farming is the newest industry Dyson is going into. Let's watch this video.
We need to produce food in England. We need to produce really good food. So we asked a group of engineers at Dyson what they could do to improve some of the activities on the farm. One of the things we came up with was a vertical growing system.
I think this is the biggest rig Dyson's ever made. 24 meters long, 5.5 meters tall. Each wheel's 500 kilograms.
We did the whole thing ourselves. Every bit of wiring, every nut, bolt, fastener.
Spent a lot of blood, sweat and tears into this rig for the last 2 years. It's like having a child. Every single bolt I've got a relationship with.
We import all our strawberries in England, except in the height of the summer season. So what I've done is to build two huge greenhouses, and from that we can produce the tastiest strawberries all year round.
What we're working on here with the Dyson engineers is...
So truly the answer to your question was, what product category are they getting into? Strawberries.
Wow.
Strawberries.
Does it make jelly at the end?
The Dyson strawberry. No, they're just strawberries. God. Isn't that insane?
It is.
So yeah.
And while you're in there, it will also dry your hands.
Exactly. It gives you the best blowout you can possibly imagine. It's amazing.
Exactly.
And you get tan while standing in the greenhouse, I'm sure. Okay, well, with that, let's jump into some actual gadgets.
Okay, let's do our first, what the heck is it?
Okie dokie, I am curious.
Say, what the heck is it?
What? I would say a fidget spinner thing, but it has like...
Oh, a fidget, that's a good thing.
We'll give you a half credit for that. It is a...
Like a mouse? A scanner?
Multi-electric nail machine.
Oh. Not what I thought.
It may not be for you, and I'll tell you why. Because, let me go over here to Amazon. They need a new copywriter. It's a 3-in-1 electric nail clipper for seniors or babies. Okay? So if you're between the ages of 1 and 65, this is not for you. Okay? Anyway, I guess it's for anybody. Here's how it works. You'll have to hold in both buttons, and that'll give you green. And it's a little light to show you this is where the nail cutter is. Okay, so right now the light is on, but the nail cutter is not running. Can you see it in the camera?
Mm-hmm.
That little, okay. Now you click it once,
mm-hmm.
and it's running. And you click it twice, and it's running faster.
It looks terrifying.
So they grinds your nails.
Yes. So they're saying one is like for babies, and two is like for seniors. Okay. So basically, I'm not crazy about this. All right. So that's doing the nails. I mean,
is it doing anything?
I think it is. And then you go over to the other switch, and that turns on this.
The buffer polisher.
The buffer, yeah.
Oh,
the thing is,
I thought that was just
cutting,
a handle.
You know, someone said, can you use it on toenails? And they said, yes, except if you have thick toenails. How could you ever get a toenail in there? And also, I see this. This is one. And I see the grinder and the buffer. What is the third
thing? Of course, it's a 3-in-1.
All right, so at the reading description, the third thing is the nail collecting window.
Oh, God.
Okay. And let me see. I guess you hold the two buttons in again to shut it off. Okay. That shut it off.
It didn't
and
go
then,
off, but that's okay.
Oh, push. What is this? Oh, okay. So there's, can you
well,
see
you
all
can
the nail
see
stuff in there?
It did work.
Can you see it? All right. I played with it a couple times today to do my nails to see if I liked it or not. I don't know.
I'm not crazy about it. I wish the nail slot was bigger.
I'm surprised
small.
They're shavings and
anyway,
not
it's
dust.
Cheap. It's cheap if you like white. Okay, it's $12.99, and if you happen to like pink, it's it's almost twice the $12.99. But if you want it in pink,
no.
It is $23.99.
Don't need that in pink.
So that's $22. It's $11 more. All right. What did it get rating-wise? 4.4. It's only 34 people. 4.4 out of 5 stars from 34 people. I don't know. It comes with a little brush, and it comes with a little clip-on. Comes with a little cleaning brush, I guess, for that thing in here. And I already misplaced it. A little lanyard that you can... Oh, and the cover, okay. You know, I guess for the money, it's okay. $13. I did it in one take. I nailed it.
Nailed it.
You think it's too scary?
I mean, if you're saying that you didn't really love the result, I don't know.
Yeah,
for $12.
What does the chat room think?
Yeah, what does the chat room think?
Oh, my God, Scooter Rex has more. It's more money. What's CAD?
Canadian. Now, I did. So, here, wait. Let's look at your link before I start go hunting around for cheap,
okay.
cheap prices. Because so, here it is on Amazon. Exactly what you saw. Pretty good reviews. I don't know. It is a little scary, but I didn't see. I thought that was like a gripper, or that's how you turned that on at first. Now knowing that it's like a secondary polishing wheel, it's kind of cool.
Yes,
kind of neat.
But
so
there are
cool.
tons of them.
Yeah. So a lot on Amazon, and here is the cheapest one I found.
Oh my gosh, a buck!
Yeah, on, well, this is, Scooter X found this. So yeah, that's a pretty great price. Assuming that I didn't just save $33 by some weird coupon thing. But yeah, like, yeah, it's...
Oh, it said normal price 34 something.
Yeah, but I don't know. Who knows with AliExpress what you actually pay. So yeah, that's... I can just see in the recommended, you know, you're getting all sorts of stuff recommended, not those.
Yeah, like I said, it takes a fair amount of time for it to work on your nails. I wouldn't run out and buy it.
Yeah. How much is a manicure? I don't even know.
Oh, look at this. It's so funny. It looks like the same picture, and they're selling it for $58.
Oh, my. That definitely happens. That definitely happens. Here's one's for $17.
Yeah. The one next to it is a little different.
Yeah.
But $58.
Yeah. Well, you nailed it. just like you said, and just like Packet W just said in the chat room too. Okay.
Next gadget I think is great.
Okay.
So take a peek.
I was looking for a nightlight for my bedroom. We've had videos on the show in the past. My bedroom has a big picture of a ship on the back wall, and I have portholes, wave machines. So I thought, I can't get one of those dinky little night lights. So I got, ta-da, the undersea moving night light. All right. It looks pretty good in the picture. But what does it look like in person? You know, it looks like they also just ship it in the box by itself. Actually, mine came in a bag. But it looks like maybe... Oh, you know what? Maybe they did ship this to me.
Actually, I realized it's my address. Yeah. They shipped it in the box it came in.
So they must assume it's well packed.
They must assume nobody else wants to steal this off your porch.
First question right there. Was it running off USB or AC? Obviously AC. Oh, none of the water leaked out. That's good. Oh, what, do you have to put the fish in yourself?
No, that's so to decorate cute, the frame.
That is, oh, you know what? I like this already. I think this is kind of nice. Oh, but it has fish.
Ooh.
All right. You know, this is kind of nice. Let's see what it runs like. How long ago it was, I had the moving tugboat on my houseboat. I think from Hemeke Schlemmer. It was like $200, but it really looked great. This was not $200. Oh!
Ooh, wow.
You know what? I like this.
Look at him go.
It's very restful.
Isn't that crazy about the... When the seam goes by...
Yeah, is that a sticker you can take off?
But I think this is really neat.
I like the parallax.
So it's double-sided.
The back goes at a different speed.
You know, it would be great if you got a porthole that... My portholes have mirrors in the back, which is nice because I have a wave projector for the wall, and you can see the waves through the porthole. But if you had a big porthole on the wall, you could put this behind it, and it would look like fish was swimming by your porthole. I like this. Let me see. It is the fake fish tank lamp, aquarium, night light. $25, comes in silver or black. I like this, okay? And it's just a simple little on-off switch.
This is what it looks like in total darkness. I think it's great. Instead of counting sheep, you can count fish.
Ooh, there goes one. Ooh, an angel two. Ooh, an angel three. An angel.
I found Dory. I found Nemo. I found Nemo again.
Yeah.
There they all are. That's great. And
now in the description, it says that you hear soothing wave sounds. There is no sound. And then I checked
motor?
Several other reviews and people said, where's the sound? There is none.
And that's pretty funny.
Oh, and yeah, you will be pleased to know it has a fully enclosed anti-electrocution
structure. Wonderful. Yeah. They missed the word top of mind, but now that you mention it, oh my gosh, I'm happy that it exists.
They should have put the word a technology after it. Would have been more impressive. Anti-electrocution technology.
I love it. Yeah. I could definitely see this being a little porthole thing, like you're saying. It's like enough realism to kind of make you interested in it. It's just really, really cool. I like it.
It is cute.
Very cute. Okie dokie.
All right, we have one more, and this is it.
Recently, I bought something on Pulse TV, and at checkout it said, would you like to pay an extra 99 cents for the desk organizer cube? 99 cents. Okay. The desk, the 99 cent.
Desk organizer cube.
Organizer cube. Oh, it's all, you know what?
Is it already organized? Oh.
Oh, no. You know, this is kind of neat. You know what? This is nice. Post-it notes with a little adhesive at the back. A scant amount of paper clips. What is this? More? Oh, look at, you know what? This is worth a buck, 99 cents. I forgot, what do you call these?
Like page dividers or something, right?
Yeah, or just little, like small, like thin sticky notes.
Yeah, you know, when you're signing a document, the accountant says sign here, and they're, you know, this is very cute for 99 cents. A different style, sticky pad, okay?
You know,
I'm actually going to use this.
Very smart looking.
Yeah. Anyway, so certainly you would not buy it for 99 cents without buying something else, because shipping is on Pulse, it's between $5 and $7. But since I had bought the Black Plus Decker refrigerator heater unit, the shipping, it probably didn't add anything to it.
But the trick is putting it back together.
Oh, you know what I think?
You might have to put those sticky notes down, those post-it notes down.
Yes, yeah, you saw that.
Ooh,
The clips have to be right up away. Here.
You have to move the paper clips to the
why
little
is that
end.
Not lit? Oh, I know why. This has to be
do
down
it.
This way.
Very good.
Boy, if you're an executive and you need to have a little desk thing for the hotel room,
yeah.
Anyway, oh, it does go.
Oh, there it goes.
Voila.
Yeah, I think it's really cute. And so, if you're buying something on Pulse, in the meantime, I'll see if I can find it online someplace else.
Pack and W called them page flags, which I think is probably
page flag. That's
probably
good.
The best.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Now, I found it on Amazon, but it was a lot of money.
So here it is on Pulse first. Here it is, just 99
cents. Yeah, 99 cents.
Just like you were saying. That's pretty good. And, okay, and then Amazon, boop.
Now, it's a slightly different format, but it's exactly the same amount of stuff.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's like the same people came up with a slightly different design.
Yeah.
For $12. for one.
I know. Now, that seems a lot. Well, you know, post-it notes, pads, or I don't know.
Yeah.
Look at you can either just get a pad or you can get all that stuff. Look at us.
Our product versus them.
No box. No.
That thing that you have seems like the perfect thing that would go for like almost like a corporate logo stuck on it. Give it away.
Oh, yes, exactly. I'm actually using it under my monitor.
Yeah.
Because I'm always looking for sticky notes, and now I have two pads of them.
There you go. Pulse TV, 99 cents. Okie dokie.
Oh boy.
Are you ready? You kind of get to find out what the heck it was.
No. What the theme is.
What the heck is the theme? Here we go.
You don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. I'm wondering if this can be slightly a what the heck is it. We'll get to that in a moment.
What's the theme?
Yeah, we got to get... Yeah, exactly. Let's get to the theme. So, I went back. There was no suggestions. I was racking my brain for themes. And so I decided to give the themes that I asked the patrons to vote on a theme. So, the theme that I gave them to vote on was classic themes. So we went back to the very classics. So the three options that they can vote from were kitchen gadgets, pet gadgets, and cleaning gadgets. Kind of like the classic type of gadgets.
Okay.
What do you think that the patrons voted
cleaning
for?
Cleaning, pet. What was the third one? Cleaning, pet?
Kitchen. Do you want me to, you know what, this is funny, I've never given you the percentage breakdown. I can give you the percentage breakdown before you know what category goes to what percent. Does that give you a clue?
I think kitchen is out. I don't think we have kitchen type people.
It's between pet and cleaning.
They don't want to clean. Pet.
Okay. The percentage breakdown is 21%, 38%, and 40%. So the winner with 40% of the vote is, you guessed it, pet gadgets. Ding, 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 ding.
All right.
But number two and three were flipped. So it was kitchen gadgets and then cleaning gadgets. And you kind of hit the nail. I don't think they didn't want to see cleaning gadgets. So they went cleaning gadgets. Number three, kitchen gadgets. Number two, and number one, pet gadgets. So pet gadgets are the theme. You've already gotten an idea of the gadget. I recorded a video about it earlier. So let's take a look. As you know, the winner is pet gadgets. So I have my pet Toast here out for a walk. Now, when I need to take Toast in the car, I want to make sure that he doesn't move around the cabin, that he doesn't actually get into the front area where I'm driving. And I want him to be a little bit safe on the drive too. So I invested in this gadget. It is a good to go harness that will plug into the seat belt near the seat and then onto his collar up here. And that way, I can control old Toasty here. So let me show you how it works.
Okay, so can I drive?
We can actually put Toast inside. Toast, up. There you go, good boy. And then we are going to connect the seatbelt part just to the seatbelt, and that works kind of everywhere.
Boy, he's very
good. Unhook Toast.
He's great.
From his other leash there, and then hook him in to just this normal carabiner up here, just like that, and he's good to go. This will make sure that he can't get up past that area during the drive, and then also, of course, if I had to brake really, really hard for any safety reason, he won't go absolutely flying to the front
which is really, really good. And he has a lot of room here to move around. Obviously, if this was a bigger dog or you didn't like that much freedom of movement, you can adjust the clip here. Okay, here it is at its smallest. Toast. Move back just a bit. Ugh. There you go. He can even stand up there. Toast, sit. Good boy.
Oh, wow.
Best little dog actor in town. So there you go. The good to go dog harness for a normal old car seat.
There you go.
That's nice.
Toast was very, very well behaved. Nice. You're right. So I'm not sure when I picked this up. This is one of those, this is almost like a gadget warehouse thing for me because I was like, oh gosh, I already have one of these. When I was like researching what gadget to get, I was like, oh my gosh, I already have one and I love it. So I'm not sure when I picked it up. So I wasn't able to actually find my brand, the Good To Go brand, but I have a theory that that Good To Go brand was a house brand, probably for Petco, because this looks exactly like what I bought.
It does, yeah.
And it's only $10. So I kind of thought that this was probably the thing that I got. So yeah, Petco has it for only $10, named Every Yay now instead of Good To Go. And it's just that exact same type of seat belt clip with the carabiner on the top. So yeah. People were saying that they were laughing about Toasty on the white leather seats. And then also, Scooter X just posted this in the chat that I should get something like that. Those are actually not white leather seats. Those are white leather seat covers covering the black leather seats underneath them. So I actually don't mind if they get stepped on or crunched on. I can't remember if I reviewed this product for the Gizwiz, but those are, they're leather seat covers that are perfectly fitted to the Tesla Model 3 seats. So even the front seats and the back seats both have just seat covers on them. You can actually tell in that video, there's one of the covers missing just because it just kind of gets annoying because there's an armrest in the middle. But there's one missing from the back there, so you can actually see the original. That's the actual seat right there, and then those are seat covers.
Well, I'm not riding in that car.
Exactly. Okie dokie. So there you go. I'm super excited about the theme. It seems super fun. I can't wait to... I already have a few products picked out for the month. Thank you, patrons, for voting. Thank you also for supporting. We're going to thank you a little bit later on in the show. Before that, though, let's get to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Foghorn. All right, Mo has come up with yet another. Guess what the heck it is?
Love it.
And
love
here it. Is his gadget.
If it will load. Please.
So I don't know if this is going to be much of a guess what the heck is it as well, but check it out, guys.
Okay.
Guess what this is. And you can touch it, and let me just show.
Dick it looks like Chad. It's a magnetic type thing. What does that say?
Okay, you can open it.
Looks like a sensor.
Is it openable?
Can you?
What?
Control some sort. No.
I'm thinking like a GPS location device at this point. It has nothing on it.
A sensor?
Like.
You need a.
What? A battery?
Innovation lab.
It takes
maybe,
batteries.
Yeah, maybe it is a sensor?
To tighten it up to
no.
It. It's waterproof.
No.
IP69.
It looks like it takes regular batteries and NSL battery.
Oh, okay. So is.
And then you bolt it closed?
I know. I'm thinking that cell battery is like not a cell battery, but a speaker.
Anything with you?
And then maybe it'll detect something and make a really loud noise.
Okay, hold on, hold on, because I think player one has it.
I know, but only based on what we previously discussed.
I was hoping that you wouldn't remember that conversation, so you remember it. But would you have guessed it beforehand? Not at all. Okay. Hold on one moment.
Scooter X may.
See if anybody else can figure it out.
Have spoiled it.
You screw the screws
he
in.
Totally did.
It takes batteries.
I would have never guessed.
He does have it.
Yes. That is really, I would have never guessed what this gadget is.
So I believe it is something that extends the battery life of the Apple Tag.
AirTag.
AirTag. So you would put the batteries there.
It takes
and
two Energizer Ultimate lithium batteries.
The tag here, correct?
You want the lithium for the long life, I would assume.
Ring.
Look at that. You plug in an air tag. That, if, for those who can't tell, that is an air tag that he's putting into that metal portion of the device.
So what's so great about this is that this is IP69 waterproof. I think that's the highest waterproofing that you could do and dustproofing. And this 2032 battery gives you 1 year of battery life. This is supposed to give you 10 years of battery life as long as you use Energizer Ultimate Lithium batteries. It actually says to use these in the instructions. As you can see in the instructions, it says use Energizer Ultimate Lithium for longer life. Yes, you could use alkaline batteries, but then you run the risk, since this is going to be put away for 10 years, of leakage.
Corrosion.
The lithium-ion batteries will do a better job in making this last 10 years.
Yeah.
All right, so I hope you liked the video. I hope it helps. Bye now.
Bye.
That is crazy. That is really, really cool.
Yeah.
I love that. I know of a friend I'm going to send this to instantly who relies on AirTags for a lot of security, has invested in, like, glue patches and things like that to glue air tags in spots.
Oh.
And I was
then he'll love it because I think it's a set of four.
Yeah, I was like, what are you going to do when the battery runs out on that one? So, no, and if he could glue a 10-year air tag to something, I'm sure he would. That is so fascinating. That is so fascinating.
They drop in price quickly. One is 20, two is 30,
yeah.
But four is 40.
Yeah, it makes it like half price.
Yeah, exactly.
You go down to $10 a single device. That is so interesting also because I have, even just in the recommended things, you can see there is not another product similar to this that I've ever seen. This is kind of the first time I've ever seen something like this. Really, really cool. Scooter X shared an article from ZDNet. It looks like about this exact device.
Look at
that. With changing them all the time, I mean, even if I could get this and then, that's the thing, is I get an AirTag and then I hide it somewhere in my luggage, in my backpack, in my computer bag, in my camera bag. And so typically there's a pretty good pocket sleeve, something you can shove it into. It could hold that too, as well. It can hold the device that Mo showed. So, you know, just hide that instead. Makes total sense. Makes absolute total sense. What's the name of this product? Let me look at it. Evolution Lab AirTag 10-year extended battery case. But Evolution Lab seems to be the folks that are doing it. Pretty darn cool. You know what? I have bought this product before.
What's this thing?
This. I have bought this product before. They just must know the category. They're innovators in the AirTag mounting category. That is really, really cool. Thank you, Mo, for sending that over, because would have never known about it. With that, let's move on to... Oh, wait, actually, how can
people
send in their videos?
Okay, we need more videos. Anything to do with a gadget, new gadget, old gadget. We love it when you find something in the garage or the attic or the basement that was really a hot thing 5 or 10 or even 20 years ago. Make a little video. Use your phone, landscape format, 1 to 3 minutes, and put it up on YouTube. When you upload it, there's a drop-down menu. You can click unlisted, and that way only people with the URL will be able to see your video, and send that on to us, mail at gizwiz.tv. And we would love it if someone who's never done it before would send in a video. That would be great. If we show it, we show 99% of everything. You'll get the current issue of Mad Magazine autographed to you. If you live outside of the U.S. or Canada, I'll autograph a 40-year-old Alfred E. Newman photo and send you a high-res image to print out wherever you are. Mail at gizwiz.tv. Do it by next Thursday.
Do it now. With that, let's move on to the letter.
Okay, email of the week. This guy says, I have seen every episode of the Giz Whiz that you and Chad did.
Wow.
I saw this on social media, thought it would be hilarious for your show. Oh, okay. Oh, it's signed by...
Who is this mystery person who's seen every episode?
It's signed by OMG Chad.
Oh, that would make sense. Yes,
Now he's sending us fan mail.
I am. I'm a big fan of the show. Not a frequent writer, but a big fan. So I saw this on social media, and I thought, okay, this is something that Mo is going to email into the show any second now. This is perfect for the show. Also, living in Florida, there is a pest amongst us in Florida that I hate more than anything, and that is the mosquito. So how can we have anti-mosquito technology? Well, this is the product that popped up. So let's actually just watch a video here.
This is a genuine laser mosquito zapper.
It will zap mosquitoes out of the sky with lasers.
Photon matrix is coming. Advanced LiDAR, high-speed galvanometer, and pulsed cold laser technology, all in one. Lock on to targets in just 0.003 seconds and achieve up to 50,000 scans per second. Laser Mosquito Zapper Home Edition Global Premiere. Effective against mosquitoes within a 6-meter range. The future of home pest control is here. It only takes 0.003 seconds to calculate distance, size, and angle. Watch as it burns through wings.
I don't think it makes that 30 mosquitoes sound, but they keep adding.
Imagine a summer free from bites. From gardens to campsites.
That's gotta be expensive.
Photon Matrix adapts to...
Yeah, so let's stop watching their little video and see. I guess it does say that it won't shoot people.
It won't shoot people, okay.
Millimeter wave radar assists in detecting larger moving objects.
Yeah, so it'll say like, okay, that's not a mosquito, it's too big of a thing.
Faster than a blink, deadlier than a swipe. Silent operation, 24/7.
You just wake up with a whole bunch of dead mosquitoes around you.
Yes, oh my gosh.
So what does one cost? Let's take a look. Looks like...
Oh, $600, what?
Yeah, $630. Now here's one only for $450. Yeah, $470, about $500.
Oh my god.
So yeah, so it looks like there's a little bit of less expensive options. I wanted to see, I do remember seeing one video of it outdoors shooting some of these mosquitoes. I wanted to see if I get it. My first worry was safety. Like, really, you're gonna, yeah. Like, are you gonna put a laser guided air defense system on your house?
Yeah, the mosquito flies by, and just as the laser goes off, you stand up. Yeah.
What if you're standing behind the mosquito? You know? Yeah, I'd be very worried. I'd be very worried about eyes.
But you know what?
It looks like I'd be worried about eyes, really. I wouldn't want to be out there with the mosquito laser. Yeah.
It looks like they raised a lot of money, though.
Yes. Oh, yes. I mean, I could imagine. I mean, if you had the ultimate million-dollar home, I mean, a mosquito laser defense system put on every post around your outdoors. I mean, yeah, that'd be cool. So here's the prices. Is market price is going to be? I don't know what we're looking at. Basic edition, pro version. I don't know what the differences are. And then you got a power bank thing. Oh, I guess it goes up to 6 meters.
Oh, okay.
See, that's the thing is, okay.
Oh, that's so, even a stronger laser.
Yeah, it is. It is. But see, here's, I guess, a thing I didn't think about is every time you go up a meter in distance, I guess it's a radius because it's like a, you know, a sphere. And so your effective range goes up even more because it's, you know, exponential in a way because you gain even just an extra meter. It's a way wider space. So having now 3 meters is about arm's length, right?
Yeah.
You could protect almost this area. Now double no, that.
Isn't 3 meters 9 feet?
Yeah. I guess you're right. So that's way bigger. I'm thinking of 2 meters. Yeah. It's like a person. Yeah. So it's larger. So that would be almost, you know, it would be like a tiny room, a teeny tiny room. But at 6 meters, that's a very large room.
18 feet.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, you could, you know, stick two of those on your back porch and then you got a laser defense of all the mosquitoes. Stick them outwards towards the yard. Make sure you're not, like, covering the people.
Gosh.
Pretty crazy stuff. Pretty crazy.
It is.
Stuff. There's even these images, I never even noticed this image, he's pointing it up at the air.
Oh, and it's moving.
It's moving. Is that what that turntable thing is? A rotating base?
Rotating.
Oh my gosh, I didn't think of that. That really is a laser defense system with a turret that moves. I thought this would just be mounted. I never thought of it moving around.
Oh my god. That's there it, yeah.
That is crazy. So no house flies. I see. Doesn't look like it's just
yeah,
like
I saw it. It says house flies are too fast.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. There was my letter. Thanks me for sending it in. Appreciate it. I also want to say thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you so much for supporting our show. You guys are absolutely incredible. Thank you so much for giving every time that we make an episode. You guys also voted on the Patreon poll, so thank you for choosing the crappy corner this month as well. If you want to give, please consider giving back at patreon.com/gizwiz, or head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv. Click on the Patreon tab at the top of the website, and that'll take you to a page that will have a big banner for our Patreon or a small little link to our PayPal. So however you give, thank you. Speaking of gizwiz.tv, that's where you can watch the show live. Boop. live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time. Make sure you join the chat room and chat along with all of the fantastic folks that help our community thrive. And if you miss the live stream, don't worry. They're there after the fact on our website or our YouTube page or on Apple Podcasts all over the internet. Also, head on over to gizwiz.biz. That's Dickie D's website where he writes articles about every gadget that we cover on the show. So if you ever need any link or a reminder back to what the heck it was, get the little hint there, my little segue, you can do that at gizwiz.biz. We get to find out what the heck it was. I have a feeling a lot of people knew what this one was, Dickie D.
A lot of people knew.
I have used this gadget before. In Scouts, Boy Scouts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we used it, I think, once, and I don't think we used it again. But should I reveal it, or should you?
Oh, no, reveal it. That's fine.
I think it's an egg carrier.
Oh, no, it's not.
It's not?
No.
It doesn't carry eggs, like, chickens?
No.
What does it do? Oh, you make 5 snowballs. Oh, I didn't know what this was.
Oh, okay.
Color me impressed. Okay. I thought it was like a 5 egg holder. I had no idea this was a snowball maker.
You know what? I don't know if an egg would fit in there comfortably because it's so rounded. But, oh, I think you just lost your sound.
The one that I remember had little teeth, my button is stuck, that would like hold the egg. So the round cup was just the shell. Let me see if I can find a plastic egg holder. It was like, this is kind of what I thought that it was one of these.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And, you know, I don't know which one we'll choose. Choose just that one real fast. Inside, there are this isn't a very good view either, but inside there were like little teeth that would hold up an egg. Anyway, that's what I was thinking was the gadget. But here it is, the snowball maker. Makes 5 snowballs at once. It's pretty cool. I like it. Of course.
So a lot of people had it.
Yeah.
So we just picked 6 at random. And then, so the fun thing was, we got an awful lot of meatball makers, a meatball press, meatball for making emergency Parmesan sandwiches, carrying case for Serena Williams, tennis's balls.
Oh, that's good.
Ice mold for making perfectly round ice cubes. There goes yours, Chad, egg holder. For safe transport, we did give someone a
med
for that.
Oh, man, I could have submitted it and gotten a good one.
Yes, you could have. Suitcase for a traveling juggler to juggle his juggling balls, carry them. Sense.
You kind of max out at 5.
You know, this one's very clever when you think about it, Chad Masters. Mold for making certain parts of snowmen and snow women. Okay. That works. I remember this from when I was abducted by extraterrestrials. It was a bra for Martians, said Caesar. A lunchbox for someone who really likes oranges.
Yeah.
So we had some fun stuff, some fun answers.
That is good. Okay, and so is this what they won? The Superman.
Yes, they won the current issue of Mad, the Superman issue.
There it is. Awesome. Very good.
And then we introduced the July, August.
What the heck is that?
July, August.
Okay. Okie dokie. Well, I hate to give it away.
Uh-oh. He knows it ready.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. This is a snowshoe clamp for whenever you need to carry a telescope on your snowshoe, you know? You just like whenever the need arises.
Wow, that was so close.
Whenever you know you need to have a telescope on your shoe. There you go. Yeah. You got it. So if you think you know what this is, get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers. 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. The instructions are there on the site. So get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. I'm a little loopy on that one. With that about wraps up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.